Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text upon which we'll base our meditation today is recorded for us in the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning at the 26th verse. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Here ends the reading of our text. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in your truth, for your word is truth. Amen. As our Lord was preparing his disciples for his eventual physical departure, they were certainly hearing the answers to the questions that they were asking, like, what next? And each time he gave them something more, that question would come up again. What next? At first, as they entered into that relationship with Christ as his disciples, following him, learning from him as their rabbi and teacher, they were okay with the what next, because they often would see how the Lord would feed the hungry, give sight to the blind. He would also heal those who were lame and even raise the dead. What next was just fine. In fact, a couple of them were even able to sit there and watch as his glory was fully revealed, only for a time, on that Mount of Transfiguration. And God the Holy Spirit caused John to bear witness then of that event, in saying, "And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." But the day soon came when they didn't want to hear the answers to the question, what next? And such was the time of our text, this 11th hour, if you would, before our Lord's betrayal and crucifixion. He was revealing to them, what next? It was not something they wanted to hear. They didn't want to know that their teacher, their rabbi, their friend had really come to die. And so it was as they had witnessed this event, the what next seemed to fade in the background. What Jesus had said to them didn't seem to mean that much. They only saw their friend, their Lord, their teacher betrayed, beaten, nailed to the cross, and soon expiring his last breath. It was only on that night of his resurrection that their eyes were opened, as we are told. And the Lord enabled them then to comprehend the scriptures, to see that first the Christ was to suffer before entering his glory. And what we see here then in our text is the what next, the one that applies to us today. Because after this very special event that we celebrate this week, this day we call Pentecost, we also see the what next, as Jesus simply replies in our text, even as he talks of this witness who would come, the witness, the Holy Spirit, who brings the word of truth. And then he says, you also will bear witness. You know, often the reality of bearing witness lays a little heavy upon us. You know, we look at ourselves, we look at our abilities, and we ask, why me, Lord? You actually want me to bear witness? Me, this sinful, lazy human being who'd rather sit in front of a TV and be a couch potato? Me, who'd rather surf the internet and kind of laugh at all my friends' posts on the internet? Me? Be a witness? You know, kind of reminds me of that first big date when I went to college. Yes, back when I was 18. Not really big on commitment at that point. But my friend decided to introduce me to a friend of theirs, him and his fiancés, and so I thought, oh, it wasn't so bad. Maybe I should take her out for a date. So I did. After the dinner and movie, everything was going smooth until we drove by a neighborhood, and next thing I know, we're talking about how big a house she wants, and how many children she wants. And at that point, I took her home, and next thing I know, we were babysitting her sister's twins. And I left that night and never called her back. I'm out of here. I don't want anything to do with this. I'm not ready. And isn't that our reaction when we think of our Lord asking us to bear witness? And yet here it is. I'm out of here, we want to say, but then our Lord draws us back and he says, yes, you, Dan, bear witness. You, John, bear witness. You, Dave, bear witness. It is there. No frills, just that simple awareness that as his followers, we bear witness. Now, we certainly realize the disciples in a very special way in but a few days would bear witness on that day of Pentecost when hundreds, thousands would be gathered. And they would then speak of the wonderful works of God in each of their own languages. And many people that day were baptized and brought into the church. 3,000, we are told. That was quite the flash. It was quite the day that all of a sudden this witness seemed so special because the Holy Spirit had now come, enabling him to speak in the language, the native language, of all those gathered there for that festival. And what a joy. And even some of them were chosen, these disciples were chosen, to not only bear witness that day and beyond, but also to write down that witness as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. And yes, we also recognize then that that day of Pentecost, it soon faded. That flash, if you would, of Pentecost soon faded to what we would recognize as something more akin to what we do today in sharing God's word. Remember the path of those who were before us. The disciples, they were in that day of Pentecost, that flash, if you would, as the Holy Spirit came upon them and they were able to speak in many languages. And yet, they were also the ones who likely, and we know that all but one of the disciples, by tradition, died a martyr's death. Where's the flash in that? And yet they bore witness. And the word that they wrote, as directed by the Holy Spirit, is that witness which we have today. And that witness continues. As we recognize, Pentecost continues today as God the Holy Spirit works through these means and provides for us the means by which faith is given and sustained in this world through word and sacrament. It's good to know then that it was the Lord who chose us and not we him. For he told his disciples in this very same section of Scripture, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit remain. We are a witness to their faithfulness. And yet, first of all, we have to ask, why me? It's so clear that Paul states that we were, by nature, dead in sin and enemies of God. And yet he has called us, enlightened us with his gifts, sanctified, and he continues to keep us in the true faith so that we might bear witness through the Spirit of truth who has given to us today through this word. Paul looked at himself as he gave that witness and he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? He had his second thoughts too. But he also declared, thanks be to God who has given us the victory. Our Lord came into the world and gave his holy and innocent life as the payment for our sins. He obtained for us the full and complete salvation that only he could bring. For God so loved the world, we heard that message here Sunday, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that message continues as we recognize it isn't just for us, but it's for the whole world, as John again witnesses in his epistles. For Christ died for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Can we stand idly by? Certainly not. We know our Lord has called us to be his followers, and we will be his witnesses. May we truly, as we recognize his presence, go forward, knowing his promise is that he will be with us always, even to the end of the age. So with that truth in mind and the what next answer, that we will be his witnesses, may we go forth fully aware that there is now no condemnation for us who are in Christ. And we can take these words then of Luther as he records in that Dear Christian, One and All Rejoice hymn that is so special to us. In verse 10, he simply paraphrases the Lord's command when he says, "What I have done and taught, teach thou. My ways forsake thou never. So shall my kingdom flourish now, and God be praised forever." Amen. Let us arise for prayer. Almighty God, since you have called your church to witness that in Christ you reconciled us to yourself, grant that by your Holy Spirit we may proclaim the good news of your salvation, that all who hear it may receive the gift of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the hymn. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.